Welcome to AI and I, where we will explore the infinite possibilities of innovative education. Join us, Andrew and Faye, every 2 weeks as we navigate the intersection of technology and learning right here at Wellington Hangzhou. Welcome to another episode of AI and I with Faye and me, Andrew. We are here today to discuss practical time savers using AI, leveraging it to save time. We felt as though last week we went down the path of sustainability and some of the ways that it can negatively be impacting our planet and how we can potentially help with that. However, this week we wanted to focus on some of the positives once again, and certainly there are some, and one of them is the fact that we can use AI to really save time, specifically within an educational environment such as ours. Jumping right in, one of the first things that you raised with me in our preparations for this, Faye, was risk assessment. Can you tell us more about that?
Definitely. If you're first time joining us on podcasting, please remember that we do share lots of different information. And this episode particularly, we think maybe it's time to go back to the ground, talk about what exactly small things we can use for from AI to help us save lots of time. I think in general, in every school nowadays, we reach the end of the school term, we have lots of different activities planned. And me and Andrew, literally, we are going to a school trip next week. And then every time when we're planning certain things, the risk assessment is something important that has to be done in advance.
And it's a big document, isn't it?
It is, very detailed. And I used to involve with risk assessment with other activity before. And that's a moment I think about that the teacher or the organizer has to really think about what could happen, what's going on, where is this one. I'm thinking about, you know what, our ideas, our technology also limited by our own experience. And that's where AI can involved in.
Have you got an example of that?
Definitely. Last year, senior students went to Europe, some Europe countries, for their change maker trip. And then I also remember it was a time that Paris was preparing for the Olympic Games. And there's so many public transportation, so many places was closed during that time. And again, I knew them probably, or I don't even know, but with AI, you can live search based on your plan, what's going on. Maybe so something planned already.
All of the potential barriers that you were going to face because of the Olympics running at that same time, you were able to use AI to find out about all of those possible barriers and help that to get over the risk assessment. Is that right?
That's a point. I mean, in the end of the day, probably a person, a teacher can still do this one, but think about the time he's going to spend. Go to different travel website, go to public transportation. I think about AI can just done in seconds. Think about, you give everything you know, the plan, how many people, what's a special condition you are looking for, and then AI can just quickly give you a well-planned risk assessment.
So what's an example of that prompt? So let's say you've gone into the AI chatbot, you've uploaded your information regarding the school trip. What are you going to prompt it to find out about what may disrupt the trip at that time of the year?
I would add a few texts thinking about that it's a group of Chinese students and teachers, and we want to have a holistic experience of the Paris culture and food, and then let's try to avoid super clouds area, and let's try to avoid a certain area has been lots of negative things going. And also think about that we may have certain students need medical treatment, or let's just find out then where is the latest hospital or emergency point when I give the plan to this one, and then what's the order you recommend, which one, where should we go first for the sake of time and also traffic.
And working around the fact that all of that stuff will be happening because of the Olympics.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really, really good share, Faye. I totally agree. And I know myself how long-winded that document is, and rightly so, it is safeguarding. And then to additionally add on to that, the need for research, if you've got an example like the one you've given, to use AI and help it to save you time there, definitely a really, really good idea. We also talked about, didn't we, analyzing data and the fact that it can be really efficient for that. Have you got any examples of that?
I have one. I'm not sure if it's everybody going to face in the similar situation. We do have regular parents meetings, or we sometimes call parents come over for a conversation. Sometimes all I have in my hand was some dry data. like the feedback of the students in math, English, science, probably sometimes a letter, A, B, C, or number 1, 2, 3, 4. And also, I have some personal judgment or observation of that specific student, but sometimes I don't know how can I combine this one to conduct a very engaging, friendly, positive conversation with the parents. I do not want to sit there just talk about your son got a 2 in math, 3 in English.
Got
that
it.
Doesn't yeah. make sense.
Yeah.
So I put everything into AI, just ask him to generate a proper small presentation, the things I can say, how can I really engage with the parents. I think that's quite useful. And also think about sometimes you have to organize 10 or 15 similar content to for so many different parents, maybe just add a little bit more on each individual student's needs and focus. It can also give you more engaging, focused, detailed conversation.
Really, really good share. I also wanted to add to that in regards to analyzing data. I used it fairly recently to analyze data from a survey that was rolled out to staff. And it did a really good job of taking the Excel spreadsheet, telling me actually that it was analyzing it in that moment, you know, analyzing dot, 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 and then for it to come back, break the data down, then allow me to proceed and ask for visuals on specific areas of the data, which it could do really quickly. That is such a big time saver. You know, I don't have to work out how to generate the graph through Excel or anything like that. And it really is just me and the AI chatbot I'm prompting to get those visual representations of the data. So yes, certainly analyzing data, huge time saver. What do we have next?
I think we'll also talk about that the latest AI technology can recognize your speech, your sound, that make another difference of how you can interact with AI.
Totally. And it's so smooth now, isn't it? It really does feel like you're speaking to another human. It's incredible, and I personally love that feature. What are some examples you can give of leveraging it within this workspace?
As a trainee, sometimes I struggle a lot when I try to type certain things. Can be the words I don't know how to spell, or the way I organize my sentences upside down, left and right, and then eventually I got frustrated by myself even to properly put on what I want to say if I'm typing. But nowadays, I just feel like the way I talk to you, the way I talk to my students, the way I talk to myself, I can just let it go with AI. I think the way AI can just generate, pick up the message, what I want trying to say, and understand it, and give me feedback. Sometimes I even say in the end, like, hey, did I make myself clear? Or is something I miss you want to ask to fill in the bigger picture? AI just carry on from that moment.
As I said, I love that feature. And like you've said, the idea that you can jump around when you verbalize things and then you can ask it to make sense of that. Whereas when you're writing, it's a very different form of communication. You're much more specific and you're taking out things. And before you press enter, it's usually a pretty polished prompt that you're giving. Whereas when you're having that verbal interaction with the AI, you are jumping around and then saying at the end, for example, please can you make sense? Please can you clear that up and put that into whatever it is you're looking for? And I love that. And also what's great about that is you can multitask. So when you're typing, typically that's the only thing you can do, right? You're typing and looking down at the keyboard. When you're verbalizing and having an actual chat with the AI, you know, I've done it before riding on my bike, for example, down next to the Chentang River. Personal and professional use cases, and big fan of that. So yeah, that's definitely a great example.
All right, next one, I want to share some very easy ways to use AI is, have you ever experienced that you have something ready and then sometimes people give a different format, different layout, you have to fill in everything according to the new format, and then that's really time taking. I think the whole idea I want to share this one is that the core value of something, for example, a lesson plan, is there already. You knew it. But the thing is, sometimes people give you a different copy, different layout, different template you have to use. That takes time for you to physically transfer all the information or make difference according to the layout.
And that's very common, right? At schools.
I think so.
You work as a teacher, yeah. So you could have a new, it could be as simple as having a new leader in place and they just prefer the way that they used to have it presented and they would like to carry that over from their old school. So please, could you fill out this document, carry the information over? So absolutely, if you can, if we can use AI to then not have us have to sit there and slug through it, filling in a new document when you've already got the information, yes. Great, great share. Do you want to add any more to that?
You made very clear pretty much of it. Sometimes I'm just thinking about you have a new template, then we have another team come to do an audit. They all have something different. It really takes time for you to just physically fill in all the columns on the new form.
Yeah. We'll just say at this juncture that all of these things we're saying, like a lot of people now are familiar with this, but just a slight reminder in this moment that this is incredible. And I said to Faye earlier today, I said, it's just insane that we've come this far in, 2 years? And I don't even, can you imagine clicking your fingers and suddenly going back to where we were before this technology came into place with all of these cheat codes that we're sharing and talking about right now, and of which there are many more, just awesome.
Another thing I personally use a lot is talk about my timetable. I'm not talking about that. I have breakfast, I have lessons, I have lunch, I have dinner, that kind of timetable. I'm thinking about in the bigger picture that I am a teacher, I have my classes, and then I also commit to have a regular parents meetings communication. And also I'm involved in CBTs. I need to attend different meetings, prepare for them. I need to see different school leaders for different events. Think about everything of this one can be a massive time waste if you think of trying to figure out what's going on. I simply submit my timetable, mark the slot where I can be flexible, and also tell ChatGPT how regular, how often things can be done, or what's the priority. I think ChatGPT is happily to arrange a half-year, six-month plan for me to mark on my calendar of how would you manage your time in a bigger picture.
Such a good use case. That's something which could take potentially hours. Now it can take minutes. Something so, such a boring admin task, right? A headache trying to work that out. Yeah, totally. And you've got now the ability to be able to say exactly what you've said there, what you want, when you want it. Please, can you figure that out? Minutes, maybe even seconds, it's going to chuck you back what you need. I think that's amazing. Yeah. And we had one more potential use case for practical time saving. And although this one slightly deviates away from it, doesn't it? It's something you shared with me about WhatsApp and a feature within WhatsApp that I didn't know about. I find it really interesting. So yeah, if you carry on there, explain that one.
When I was on WhatsApp, I found out that every time when you click the group name, you can export the whole group dialogue into a Word document. It takes a few seconds to download it. And when you open it, it looks like a Word document, who said what at what time. I know most of the time, sometimes WhatsApp can be a way people just randomly talk about things, or sometimes you are in the WhatsApp group, talk about certain project. In the end, you may lose lots of key information, or if you feel like the conversation is not going to the right direction, you miss lots of things. In the end, you can just use that Word document, give it to AI, ask him to analyze everything and highlight the things I should do and let me know what's next step. I think that's really powerful.
I really do, yeah. And when you said that, I could see those kinds of use cases for it. I did immediately question sort of, areas of, I guess, in the realm of safeguarding. Let's say you've got a chat with your professional or personal and you're extracting it. Of course, you've got to be careful there because you are taking that information and pulling it away from WhatsApp into places that could potentially be hacked or who knows. And it's easy to forget, especially if that chat has been running for an extended period of time. For example, let's say something personal for me, if I've got my family group chat, that could have been running for 4, 5, 6 years by now. Don't know what's in there at this point. However, with that being said, of course, take a cautious approach with this one. I do agree with you, Faye. Absolutely, it's exciting. And I came up with it's not professional, it's personal, but one idea was to obviously take highlights from that chat. If you could extract it, say a family group chat, right? And then get all of that information and then use the AI to give you highlights. Could you then take it to create some kind of interactive picture book, storybook from that chat? I find that really interesting. And yes, of course, professionally, if you do have professional conversations taking place through WhatsApp, absolutely you could go in there and, for example, go through and highlight some of the key points from that year or whatever it might be. What do you need to action for the next year? What's consistently come up as a problem within this chat, for example? You had another example earlier, didn't you?
I was much more talking about that maybe I'm just joining the team and everybody's talking, so I just want to get familiar with everybody. And by if AI can analyze the whole dialogue, maybe I can give some help of such certain person's personality that make my life maybe easier to join the team, to be a team player.
Yeah, yeah. I think you gave an example as well of how can you analyze how this person is communicating with me, what's their tone and things like that. There's lots of ways you could go with it. And I additionally can see lots of personal use cases that are very exciting for that one as well. How many was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? 6 different ideas on ways you can leverage AI to save time. Thank you very much, Faye, for your time today. Hopefully that was helpful for you as the audience, and you can start to apply some of those ideas straight away. Thank you very much for tuning in once again. This has been Faye and Andrew with AI and I. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.